She's already got multiple complaints. She's really doing pretty good. She's in the hospital with a bunch of things. I think almost a year ago, I guess. I think I asked her to come back in because she had a ton of medication and everything. Now she's doing pretty well. She says that it's wasp venom cream that she gets over the counter. So they're doing much better now with the wasp venom cream. I don't know. She said she had a rooster. I know they were using what is it, chicken or a rooster using the, it's like a mixture of joints.
Well, that was injected into the joint.
That was some time ago. You know, she said she got good results from that some time ago. And sent her back because she had all these back problems. But talking about the wasp venom, I felt maybe it was like honey or something.
Did you like order something?
I know. I didn't make it up.
Were your hands? I got the sick thing. Give me some.
Yeah, really. It sounds like it was a lot of good stuff. All that, they market all these things out there like that. But
I know. You know it's all a bunch of crap.
Yeah. It's placebo. Yeah. Placebo effect is anything, right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it does have, you know, like the hot pepper capsaicin. I think that's the hot pepper stuff. I mean, they're supposed to be affected some of the pain control stuff, but...
Okay, because, all right, that's her. Sensitized pain bothers.
I guess so, but it does help for neuropathy, basically.
Right. Well, yeah. You never know all
you know, Tom.
Well, that's why I pay attention and you know, listen to what they say and all that.
Yeah.
She said she had severe pain last night, but then there's really not any tenderness or anything there, but it was a little bit hyperpigmented buff elbow that she took this country.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that she takes classes and they use her elbow swollen to kick. You're not supposed to get kicked in the elbow, but oh really? There's a little line there that
I was looking for fat pad, but there's no fat pad sign actually close to you.
Yeah, she's got full range of motion.
Yeah, I saw her standing like this against the table when she came in. I thought, she's okay.
I think there's a little solid. She said they're not supposed to get elbows to defend themselves in the kicks. But I was wondering if there didn't seem to be anything wrong with me. So then Kayla said the repeater rest, I was trying to find who she was. There she is. I didn't see that. But she should be pretty well good. No, she said the good guy that she took in the actual.
Yeah, she looks perfect.
She's still wearing a brace, but now she's not. Right? So she's risking it without the brace. The brace probably doesn't look good.
It's all healed up. It was the lateral.
Yeah.
Now we're going to put it.
Thank you.
The show bars. There's really more dangerous to it. She does have a little lack of right here, but I use it while she is. I think it's coming down, okay?
Oh, yeah, I didn't know.
So she has more like a, we call it a respiratory virus. She really quite doesn't, she doesn't need antibiotics now at this point. She's going to have strep, she's going to have a severe ear infection. And you're going to be sure about first place and social virus. Potentially more dangerous, but you lose a little bit of kids, or you get less risk, but you're okay and all that.
Yeah.
But your little one did all right.
Yeah, he's still better. He's still in breathing treatment instead of steroid and all that stuff.
Okay, but not in the hospital.
No, not in the hospital.
Yeah. So, just need a shot or two, huh? No shots? No shots. I'm just teasing. This is bad. No shots, okay? You don't want, unless you want a shot. Some kids want a shot. You ever seen a kid want a shot? You don't want a shot, huh? No. I don't want to talk about it. Well, I understand. So I think we should just watch here and do, you know, there's a little bit of supplementation. Using it has a bunch of different things, but they don't really even give, you know, very much to kids. They even call suppressants or anything like that.
Right.
She's five, so she may, normally it says around six, but she could probably take something for a 5 year old, maybe half a dose or something
okay.
like that, if you want to give her something like that. That's
okay.
But you should be fine, okay? So you don't need any medications, huh? You okay?
All good.
Yeah.
Cool.
So she's not missing school anything this time, right?
Yes.
I don't know if they have all the. All right. Well, you get that. I got one time. color. Which color do you want?
Thank you.